Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're talking to Mike Ganson right now about the building permit process.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Joining me today is Mike Ganson of Ganson Construction, and I want to have a word with him because I need more houses and they're not coming. What's going on there, Mike?
Hi, Marcia. Thank you for having me on your program.
Yeah, you bet. Well, let's talk about this new construction. We are 55% down in inventory. We've got high in-migration, people coming to town. Seems like a great time to be a builder, and we should see a lot of construction.
Well, you'd think so. The problem is we have not been developing the land over the last 15 years like we really should have been. And now, the chickens are coming home to roost, I guess you could say. The builders just don't have the supply of land to build on right now.
Affordably, anyway. There's some really challenged lots and things that could cost a lot of money to build just to get ready for going vertical, correct?
That's true. The other problem that we're experiencing, of course, is the regulatory environment, which is no new news to anyone. But there's one particular development that I'm involved in that's taken nearly 3 years to get the permits out of the city of Eugene. And during that period of time, the cost increases have just skyrocketed.
So do you just put the request for permits in and you wait 3 years? Or how does the process go? Break it down.
So it kind of goes back and forth between the engineer, your private engineers, and the engineers and the reviewers of the city. You submit plans to them, they give comments, you submit plans back to them, they give comments, and this goes back and forth. And I don't know if COVID had a lot to play with this because the city basically shut down. And so it just seemed to put a lot of the projects on hold.
What was your expectation for time frames on something like that?
Well, on something like that, it should take a year, a little over a year. But this, like I said, was 3 years.
Okay. This is the part that I really want you to turn the radio up on is how does that cost a builder or a developer or a landowner when they're waiting for that time period to pass?
Well, this particular time was exceptional because of COVID, and pumping all that money into the economy really has caused an inflationary factor on building costs. So it costs about $50,000 per 2,000 square foot home more than it did a year and a half or 2 years ago.
So if you could build about a year or two, year and a half or 2 years ago on that development, you would have had a cost that was much less.
Absolutely.
I see the challenge. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.